guys are all nuts. Didn't we just do this a couple days ago, fellas? Yeah? And now, I'm not real deep in the whole team needs thing, just because the free agency hasn't even started. So, I mean, if you want to talk specifically about a team, just kind of give me an idea what position you want to talk about. I'm more into the evaluation period than I am the team needs period. So, having said that, let's go at it. Talking about the first 2 days or today? I thought those three offensive tackles yesterday were spectacular. I'm talking about Robinson from Auburn, Matthews, and Luan. I thought they all had good days. Suafilia from UCLA looked really good. Yankee from Stanford looked good. The tight ends were a little disappointing. They were beat up a little bit, I think. We had some injury stuff with them. The Notre Dame kid was only about 80%, couldn't do a 40. Amaro didn't run as fast as I thought he would run. Lierla, the kid from Oregon, who I thought was going to be a little more explosive, didn't run as fast or catch as well. So the tight ends, I think there's still a lot of question marks. And I love the Ebron kid still. And then today, the quarterbacks, I thought both McCarron and Bortles look good. And I'm a little bit hamstrung there, guys, because I don't get to see every, you know, I'm kind of tied into what is shown on the network. So if we're on a receiver, I don't see a quarterback. So I thought those two guys looked pretty good. I think Logan Thomas from Virginia Tech is a huge wild card. He's got no footwork whatsoever, yet he delivers the football so beautifully. As far as the running backs, I think McKinnon from Georgia Southern is a real wild card in this draft. I think he can play corner or safety, and he had a big day today for him. I thought the Sankey kid caught the ball well, which I wanted to see him do. And I thought at the wide receiver position, Marquise Lee didn't run as fast as I expected, but he still is, I think, the kind of player I think he is. He just didn't run as fast. I was really impressed with the A&M kid in the day he had, Mike Evans. Ran well, caught the ball extremely well. Who am I forgetting in that wide receiver group that had a good day today? Cooks, Beckham. Cooks had a really good day, ran fast. He's a kid I thought kind of made a statement that I'm a first-round pick, and this is one of the best wide receiver drafts I've ever seen, so that was significant.
Mike, when you have an injury like Carlos Hyde today,
I don't think it does a thing to him. He pulled it. I mean, it's one thing if something happens like Aaron Colvin at the Senior Bowl where you tear an ACL. It's another thing when you pull a calf or a hammy. It's a temporary setback. Hopefully he'll be ready to go for the LSU Pro Day. I mean, the Ohio State Pro Day, excuse me. I'm sorry? I don't think so. I think look at the second round last year. Okay, we didn't have any first-round backs, but the kid from North Carolina that went to Cincinnati had a phenomenal season. The kid from Alabama, Lacey, that went to Green Bay had a phenomenal season. So their impact on their two teams was significant. So I don't think that it's anything negative on the running back. I just think it's a pass-first league now, so you're seeing a lot of different draft picks get pushed up ahead. I think this running back group, A, is talented, B, it's deep, and C, you got to kind of filter through it to see who you like because there are a lot of different flavors out there depending on what kind of offense you're on. Yeah. Yeah, he ran pretty well. If I remember, somewhere mid to high, 4.55, something in there. Heavy production, great vision and balance. I didn't think I thought he'd be kind of higher 4.5s or low 4.6s, so I do think he helped himself. I saw McCarron at the Manning Academy last year, and I think what happens with Alabama quarterbacks is they kind of get grouped into, oh, he's another game manager. This is a bigger kid. He's over 6'3". He's 220 pounds. He throws a bigger ball, and he looked like today, like he was just hanging out in the backyard and throwing it. It was easy. He didn't seem like he felt any pressure. The ball comes out nicely. I don't think he's got a huge arm, but he's got a good arm, and he's accurate.
Today that jumped out at you,
It's less about what I saw today when you ask me a question like that. For instance, what's Mettenberger going to be down the road? And he's got to get over that ACL, but he still might be a third or fourth round pick. Aaron Murray from Georgia coming off an ACL might be a fourth or fifth round pick. I think the Garoppolo kid continues, and I saw him throw a couple balls inaccurately today, but he's got a very quick release. The ball comes out well. I think he's a second or third round kind of guy. And I keep saying to people, wild card Logan Thomas, another wild card Tom Savage from Pittsburgh, who's a big, strong kid that can throw the football. And he's been at three colleges, so nobody even knows about him, but he's a big kid with a live arm. I'm sorry? Again, when linemen have big days like that, I get excited and I love it, but it doesn't change my rankings, really. It shows me he's athletic, which I already thought he was. I think all three of those tackles are probably better than the tackles as a group that we had last year, and they went, 1-3-4 or whatever last year. So it's a different draft class, but in my opinion, those three tackles are top 10 talents. I still think, again, to me, Sammy Watkins is what you want. And I'm not usually a big proponent of top 10 wide receivers, but this kid, he runs fast, he catches the football, he's explosive. And what's my favorite thing about him, he's got a chip on his shoulder and he's got more toughness than most wide receivers have. I think he's a franchise wide receiver. You have to understand there are different ways to separate at the wide receiver position, okay? You can separate with quickness, you can separate with speed, you can separate with route running, and you can separate by body type. And so when you look at the Texas A&M kid and the Florida State kid, you're talking about body type, 6'5 plus, 230 to 240 pounds. So their tape is really, in today's NFL, with the advent of the back shoulder fade, which I think has changed the whole way we're drafting now. I really believe it. So I think Benjamin and Evans are today's NFL. Outside the numbers, red zone, throw it up. In the old days, even 10, 15 years ago, quarterbacks were taught that if a corner or a safety covered your guy in press coverage, you went to your second read. Now they're taught to throw it at the back of his helmet. Okay, so that big-bodied guy and Mike Evans, man, he ran fast. He caught everything. He catches naturally. The Benjamin kid from Florida State is a similar body type. I thought he was a little more stiff today getting in and out of breaks, and he has several drops at Florida State. So his hands aren't quite as consistent. Marquise Lee is that guy. He can play inside. He can play outside. He can return kicks. I thought he was going to run faster than he did. I quite frankly, I expected more off the tape. I thought he was going to be more explosive off the edge. I understand his production. His numbers are excellent in a great conference, but on tape, I didn't see the explosion that I wanted to see for an edge rusher. Well, I think they certainly could be. Sidney Rice is probably going to be gone from that group. And so I think they have to be looking at the wide receiver group. And it's not just the guys that are, the Evans kid will be gone in the first 15 picks. So it's not just the first round. You can go right down the draft with some of these big body guys. And, Jordan Matthews ran well today, faster than I expected he would. There's big body guys all the way through this draft. The big kid from Rutgers who had a lot of drops in his career, but he's 6'6". So as you go through the rounds, if you're looking for that newer breed, big-bodied guy, they're out there. I don't know. I made the comment today that I thought at the Senior Bowl he had a little bit of – he struggled separating a little bit. And today – so to me, I thought he was about a 4.55 guy coming off the Senior Bowl. I liked his tape at Vandy because he's the most productive wide receiver in SEC history. And then he comes out today and runs 4.4. So I always say this is a cross check. This, don't get too excited about guys running around in shorts. It's a cross check. So that tells me, and I have in my notes in my bag, I got to go back and watch some more of the Matthews kid from Vandy because I'm not quite sure what he is yet. If there are 10 players in this draft that I love, he's one of them. Chris Borland to me. I didn't even know who he was, quite frankly, in October when I put a tape in to watch. I think I was getting ready for a Notre Dame game, and I watched BYU play Wisconsin. It was my first exposure to Chris Borland. Then I went, who's 44? And then every tape I put in, I was like, wow, this kid reminds me of Keekly. He's not the same body type, but he's always around the football. I love Chris Borland. I'm sorry? Well, I knew Beckham was going to run fast. And when you look at the two LSU wideouts, Beckham's faster. I made the comment early, I thought he might run 4.35 to 4.40, whereas Jarvis Landry would run 4.55. Now, I'm not sure which is the better football player, but Beckham certainly helped himself with his speed, his smoothness, his route running. It's really, really good, and I know the NFL people love him. Well, I think it has to be right now, because if we're going to have a conversation about the big-bodied wide receivers, then you got to go, okay, who's covering them? And it's the same thing with the tight ends, you know, with that 6'4" Aaron Hernandez guy, 6'4", 250, who's covering him? So look at Seattle. I think that's the prototype right now defensively. What are you looking for, and how do you cover these big bodies? I don't think the safety class is as deep as some of these other classes. For instance, Calvin Pryor, if I had one of my 10 favorite players just because of watching him on tape, Calvin Pryor is one of them. He's like a bigger Bob Sanders. I think he's better in the box. Ha-ha Clinton Dix is better back off. He's got more range and ball skills back there. LaMarcus Joyner is a corner at Florida State that I think is a safety similar to Tyrann Mathieu. Another one of my real favorites in this draft is Jimmy Ward from Northern Illinois, who's more of a free safety. I think after those four, it drops off a little bit, okay? And then you've got to take your pick at guys like Terrence Brooke at Florida State. Ed Reynolds from Stanford is generating a lot of conversation. He's a true free safety. He might run a little better than people think. I was surprised he came out this year because he had six picks a year ago, came back and didn't play as well this year. So he's a guy that's got a big question mark. He's got some ability. And then Trey Boston from North Carolina is a guy you could get in the middle rounds who's a little more in-the-box kind of guy.
Mike, what's your evaluation on Grohl for a team that's looking at that slot?
I'm sorry?
Who are some receivers in this draft that work well or fit well for a team looking at that slot
As far as the wideouts are concerned, starting with Marquise Lee would be an excellent slot. You can go a couple different ways in the slot. The shorter, quicker guy like Wells Welker, or sometimes the big body guy where you're trying to throw slants and get him one-on-one with a linebacker. But I think Jarvis Landry from LSU is one of the toughest players in this draft. He pulled up today and ran 4.65, which I don't think means anything, but I think he's a slot. I think Brandon Cooks initially is going to be looked at as a slot. I think Aberderis from Wisconsin is an interesting guy in the slot. Robert Heron from Wyoming is an interesting guy in the slot. Ellington from South Carolina. There's a group of guys that takes you through about three or four rounds right there of potential slot receivers. Well, I think he can, like Marquise Lee, I think he fits inside or outside, okay? And in today's NFL, where guys like Welker are catching 8, 10, 12 passes a game, and what you're looking for is a matchup in the middle of the field. And if you're quicker than fast, that's where those slot guys typically end up. And I think Cooks is quick and fast. I think people get too hung up on where people have them ranked, you know? I mean, I love the kid. The only reason I don't have him number one is because I think Jake Matthews is safer. Greg Robinson has got the most upside of any offensive lineman in this draft, but I think there are other guys that are safer because they're a little bit further along as far as technique and number of snaps in college football. What's that? Well, whenever a kid's got to stick his hand in the dirt and has to stand up, and I've had this conversation, it's kind of interesting, with a bunch of guys that have done it in the NFL. Tom Bahali talked about eye level, and I think it's kind of cool because he said, you know, when your hand's in the dirt, basically your hand's down here, you're looking in at that tackle, and that's all you see is the tackle, right? When your hand's in there, all you can see is him. When you're standing up, now I see all of you guys, right? Tom Bahali said the hardest thing he had day one
was saying, oh, my goodness, I'm seeing this whole game right now. Whereas before, I only saw the left tackle. So I think the first thing, and I apologize for
running around, but the first thing I think is that your eye level and your eye discipline. And I've heard guys tell me, I asked Cole from the Eagles the same question, and he doesn't like seeing the whole field. You know, I mean, some guys want to see more players, and other guys want to narrow it down so it's just one-on-one. So I think when you stand up, everything changes. I think when you drop backwards, think about it. You've spent your whole life going forward. Now I got some coach telling me to drop back. And some guys can and some guys can't. And we'll see that, you know, the kid from Stanford, Trent Murphy, I think he reminds me a little bit of Mike Vrabel. You know, and I thought they put his hand in the dirt at the Senior Bowl. Probably not fair to the kid. I think he's going to be a 3-4 outside linebacker. D. Ford, probably a 3-4 outside linebacker. There are a bunch of these guys, you know, one of whom is, you know, Michael Sam. Can he do it? And I don't think he can. I think he's a situational edge rusher. And I think he knows that. I loved his press conference. He said, heck, I got to go rush the quarterback. I think he's right.
Mike, what's your evaluation of Dree Archer?
I'm sorry?
Well,
you know, he had a huge year 2 years ago, and I thought it was awesome. And then, of course, with the injuries and everything, it wasn't as good this year. He ran fast, almost as fast as Chris Williams. When you do that, I mean, Chris Johnson, excuse me, he helped himself. The fact that he can return helps him. Whenever you get those guys that are 170-plus pounds, the question is, how do you use them? You know, where do you line them up? And that's where the value situation is. How many touches can I get him per game? And the more you think you can get him, then the more money you can pay him and the higher you can draft him. The less you think you can get him touches, then his value starts to drop. So you look at a kid like that and you go, is he a fourth round guy where he's going to be a situational guy, slot, motion, hand him the ball? You know, you look at McCluster, you look at Tavon Austin, too, and they're still trying to figure out how to get those guys the ball consistently. So most of those guys typically go around plus or minus the fourth round, and him getting running the way he did really helped.
Last one in the back.
No, I mean, look, he's an interesting deal. And the average, I think, for defensive linemen last year in the bench press was 24. So should Jadeveon Clowney have more than 24? Sure he should. However, he's got long arms. And I always say to people, you know, it's the shorter, barrel-chested guys that rep out the most. So, but does it go to work ethic? He got 21. I really don't care. And by the way, if he runs 4.42 or 4.62 tomorrow, I really don't care. I mean, I already think I know what he is. He's the scariest, freakiest physical specimen I've seen since I've been doing this as a potential upside defensive lineman. However, that doesn't mean I'm saying he's the best defensive lineman in the draft or the best player in the draft, because he worries me with some of the red flags. I got to go, guys. I got to go. Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Everybody have a great day.